This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik DeGeer. Today I'm speaking with Darth, Lord of the Dam. I mean, David Fuda. David, how are you?
Very good this morning. How are you?
Good. David, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Digital asset manager for Ethan Allen Global. Ethan Allen is a home furnishing company. We are based in Connecticut. It's a worldwide operation. Out of our headquarters area is where the digital asset management system is based.
Great. And David, how does an organization focused on furniture use digital asset management?
Many ways. Its key function right now is in the style and advertising departments. Digital photography was introduced to Ethan Allen about 3-4 years ago. And at the time, we realized suddenly the volume of images that were being photographed went up tenfold over what it was in film. Hmm. And we had to get a handle on the amount of images that were being done. Mm-hmm. And so digital asset management is what we needed to wrangle in. We turned in from a year shooting of 10,000 images to 100,000 images.
Wow.
Yes. At the time, I was senior staff photographer. I had been so with Ethan Allen for 11 years. And, you know, when they started talking about digital asset management, it piqued my interest as some type of field that would be something new and exciting and different and definitely growing. So I took on the position of digital asset manager. I found one of the most useful ways, once the dam was up and running, was its ability to allow users and groups that before had no access to print or web-ready artwork. For instance, our PR department, training department, merchandising department. Before, if they had the need for a print or a web-ready image, they would have to open a job ticket with production and go through a process of asking them, say, for instance, there was a particular sofa that a print magazine required a shot of in the living room. Mm-hmm. And it could be, you know, start to involve 2-3 people now to look for a particular image. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, a PR individual can jump right into the dam, do a search, and find a multitude of room images featuring a particular sofa that was required to be seen. Mm-hmm. And they can draw their own print or web rendition right from the dam and not involve the production department. And it's very quick, very easy. They simply love it.
That's a great example of self-service.
Yes, it is. It's a wonderful thing.
Great. And tell me about your title.
I came up with the title of Darth Lord of the Dam because at the time when the dam was introduced, it was a completely new concept, at least to Ethan Allen and all the departments. No one was really certain what a dam was. And to make people look up from their desk and their daily task when I would walk into someone's office and introduce myself as opposed to digital asset manager, Darth Lord of the Dam really seemed to make them look away from their computer desktop. What? Excuse me, who are you? And so it was just kind of as a nickname I chose to make people notice that there was something new on the block and there happened to be the dam.
Excellent. And what advice would you like to give to vendors when trying to approach and sell to potential clients?
I would like to say, as far as the vendors go, when approaching a client, I noticed a couple of things that seemed to be a constant as we were looking at different dam systems offered by different vendors. They came in with a preset presentation, a PowerPoint or whatever the case may be, of what they envisioned a typical user might be for their product. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've come to learn that uses for the dam are as varied as clients are. Mm-hmm. And they would make a presentation with, okay, well, Ethan Allen, they're in photography, they make a magazine, so let's show them something like a fashion magazine. And it was completely unrelated to how we would use the dam. And, you know, I think it would be best if the vendor took some elements that a potential client may be using as assets in their dam and then mocked up some type of, well, this is what your dam could look like as opposed to presenting something generic. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, on the other hand, you know, looking back, hindsight, you know, Ethan Allen could have presented each vendor with a collection of images, mock-ups of magazines saying, hey, these are the type of assets we would be putting in a dam. Show us how we can make them relate. Mm-hmm. So a little advice to both. I had one particular vendor that had a very fine-looking product. We're very impressed with the user interface. Seemed like something that was really designed more towards images rather than documents. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to succeed, but they failed not once but twice on the presentation. They insisted on having a presentation given to us via remote desktop. Mm-hmm. And both times a remote desktop connection failed. Mm. And it's kind of hard to sell a product to people holding the checkbooks on something that won't function.
True.
So we had to pass on. From the buyer end, if I could
please
offer a little advice, not only in presenting particular types of assets to them to make a mock-up for you, I'd also would like to suggest any potential buyers that to go ahead and look at the vendor's service department too, because once the dam is installed, the techs at their customer service are going to be your best friends for many months to come. And we're fortunate the product that we chose, the tech support is outstanding. So I would suggest possibly, if you're in the market for a dam, look at a vendor, ask to talk to probably one or two, if you could, of their users, or talk directly to their IT department if possible.
And do you mean the customer-facing technical people?
Yes, definitely.
From the vendor?
Yes.
And as well as their customer service under their the SLA that you might be selecting, their service level agreement.
Got yes, mm-hmm. yes. Because if you're not familiar with the dam at all, and once you install it, it's a big piece of software. It's going to be something intimidating to some people, as some of your users, other users are going to dive right in and love it. Also, a piece of advice to buyers is that once you purchase the dam, it's not going to be set and you can walk away from it. Your dam will always be morphing, mm-hmm. changing as new groups are at it, and as the needs of your users expand, there are going to be more metadata fields will constantly be added, and others that are now irrelevant, you might as well pull. So, the dam is never build it and there it is and walk away. It's going to be changing what your business needs.
True.
As far as that goes to, our particular product, our DAM software is, speaking of morphing, is, mm-hmm. It's only been installed 3-4 years, and, mm-hmm. We're going to be facing an issue coming up with its compatibility with web browsers. Mm-hmm. Most of our users are using a web-based client. Mm-hmm. And, regrettably, the version of our DAM software is, it's already a version or two old, mm-hmm. being only 4 years old. Mm-hmm. But it's no longer updated and supported in the manner. Well, it is supported, but it is not updated to match and function with new current browsers coming out.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of them.
Yeah, it's all of them. Mm-hmm. So any new machines we install or OS upgrades that are done to users' computers all have to be backstepped in the browsers to make sure they function with the DAM.
Well, hopefully they can resolve that by supporting back versions and updating them as you were suggesting.
Yes, it would be nice. I mean, I suspect there's many customers or those that are out there with a back version like we have.
And what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
As far as aspiring to become a DAM professional, I can relate Ethan Allen's experience with it. When our exploratory committee was first looking into softwares and the idea of building a dam, they thought it was more important to have an individual that knew the company, knew the departments that would be involved in the dam, being the photo studio, style department, production departments, the three key departments, mm-hmm. and someone that knew the product and the business model of the company. Mm-hmm. So as opposed to looking for someone with the tech experience outside the corporation, they looked inside. Mm-hmm. And, I seemed to kind of fit the bill. They offered the position to me. I had been with the company about 10, 11 years at the time. Mm-hmm. And, I went for it because of my knowledge of the individuals that would be introduced to this new software, the DAM, mm-hmm. and how it would be deployed and what its needs would be to meet our requirements as a company. I think it was a good choice on their part to choose from within someone that knew their business model as opposed to finding someone that was formally trained in the DAM aspect and introducing them to the company. It may be a good piece of advice to a company to look for their DAM administrator or the lord of their DAM from within as opposed from without, because that individual may be with your company already. In addition, I think I would like to also offer up a piece of advice that didn't handicap us, but it was an error on our part when we first started investigating a DAM, is the exploratory committee looked at the DAM as a piece of software that would be used by the members of the department, say again, the style department, photo studio. They didn't realize just how intertwined the software of the DAM would be with the servers, and the IT department wasn't consulted until the project was well underway. It was just simply because of our unfamiliarity with the DAM, and not realizing that it was such a database and application-driven piece of software completely based on the servers.
Yeah.
So for anyone looking into a DAM, bring your IT boys right to the first meeting.
Well, thanks, David.
Okay.
For more on digital asset management, log on to another damblog.com.
Another DAM podcast is available on Audioboo, Blueberry, iTunes, and Tech Podcast Network. Thanks again.